since I was 23 and a half. The Lord saved me. I appreciate those songs. I like that first one especially. It is well with my soul. It is. Wasn't a thing I could do, but Jesus took care of that. I was in a mess. But He came where I was in mercy, love, and forgiveness, and fixed me up for heaven. It's good to be saved. Good to be saved. It's good to be here today. I really appreciate the privilege to be here. I thought I wasn't going to make it. We had planned, my wife and I had planned on coming today for the whole service, but my plans got changed last night. Sometimes they do. My daughter had some problems, had to have some surgery during the night, but she's okay this morning. And one of my church members died this morning about 4, and she's okay too. So the folks said, go ahead, preacher. Amen. Go ahead. Mama's in heaven and everything's okay. And she was ready to go. And matter of fact, she was counting on going. That's all she talked about the last several weeks. Her husband died about 4 months ago. And she just said, I just ready to go on and be with Him and Jesus. So the Lord answered her prayer this morning. And she just left to be with Jesus. Last thing I told her the day was, I'll see you later, sis. And she looked at me and pointed up. She says, at home, preacher. I didn't know that would be the last time, but maybe the Lord has done give her a little nudge. Amen. At home, preacher. At home. So I know where to catch up with her, because that's the same place I'm headed. I told 2 Jehovah's Witnesses the other day when they left my house after I preached everything I knew and some things I didn't. I says, ladies, I want to tell you one thing. I says, when it's all said and done, I'll be in heaven. And if you want to see me again, that's where you're going to have to get to. And the only way there is through the blood of Jesus Christ. They just grinned and left. Amen. But I hope God give them something while he's there to make them think. Amen. Good to be here today. I won't take up much more time. I don't run my mouth a whole lot when I'm preaching. Just all the time when I ain't. Let me read you a little something here. Maybe wake some of you up. You ain't no sleepier than I am, amen? It says, why are fire trucks red? Fire trucks have 4 wheels and 8 firefighters. 4 plus 8, 12. They're 12 inches and a foot. A foot is a ruler. Queen Elizabeth is a ruler. And the Queen Elizabeth is the largest ship on the 7 seas. Seas have fish. Fish have fins. And the fins fought the Russians. The Russians are red. Fire trucks are always Russian. Therefore, fire trucks are usually red. I like the bottom of it. It said, if you think this is crazy, you ought to hear some of the people trying to explain why they wasn't in church on Sunday. Amen. Hadn't we heard it? Boy, they come up with all kinds of good stuff, don't they? Why they're not able to be there. Amen. Open your Bibles just for a little bit. Let's begin in Luke 14. I want to share several verses with you and then just give you my little thoughts that the Lord impressed on my heart yesterday when Brother Jarvis called and asked if I could come. And then I said yes. Last night I had to call him back and said, I don't know, but thank God the Lord's worked it out. Luke 14. You need to turn this on. Bro. Is the line on? I'm sorry. I don't use one of these things at church, amen, because I don't move anyhow. Now, I'm subject to it, amen, but I don't do a whole lot of moving. One fella said he can get more preaching done standing still than he could running. I don't know, but I'll give it a try anyhow, amen. In Luke chapter 14, verse number 23. I want to preach a little. I reckon it's a little strange. It's been years since I preached this message God gave me years ago. And I don't even remember the last time I did preach it in a couple of services. Some of you might have heard it. I don't know. But it's what God put on my heart. And I thought of that song they were singing a little while ago on It Is Well With My Soul. Well, I'm glad I can say that. But I look around and see multitudes that can't say that.
Multitudes, multitudes. They're our friends, they're our families, they're our neighbors, they're our workmates, our schoolmates that are without Christ. I preached Sunday night on You're the Salt of the Earth, and I enjoyed God gave me some things in that message about salt I'd never thought of or seen. I'm glad to be able to be called salt and light. And that's what we are as God's people. God left us here when He saved us for one primary reason, as His people, to be witnesses unto Him, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is still the power of God unto salvation. There's nothing else will save but the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God's using us, we His people, to deliver the message. But I just wonder sometimes, preaching to myself, how much I really take it serious as to what God's called me to do, and that's to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. To win souls. Some people are scared to use that phrase. Well, I find it in the Bible. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. I look in Daniel, I believe it's chapter 12, about verse 2 or 3, and he said, the wise shall shine one of these days. And I kind of connect the two. I think maybe God's saying, if you want to have some rewards and shine when you get to heaven, then do something about winning the loss while we're here on earth. Winning souls is why. By the way, winning souls is a job. Winning anything is work, amen? You have to work to win. You have to take time and labor and effort and practice, so to speak, to win anything. It don't just come onto your plate. And winning souls is the same way. I want to use that with that thought in mind in Luke chapter 14 and verse number 23. He said, the Lord said, well, let's go back to verse 21. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed, the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. I'm glad there's still room. Amen? There's still room. I know he's giving a parable, but he's giving us a message and a lesson. So he says, go out into the streets and lanes of the city. But he doesn't stop there. In verse 23, the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. So he says, cover it all, folks. Cover the streets and the lanes and the highways and the hedges. That takes care of the country. Folks in the country need Jesus just like folks in the city need Jesus. And God will save country folks. I'm one of them. Amen. By His amazing grace. So he gives us that in the parable to think about. Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let me share a few verses and let you know at least I'm preaching the Word. Amen? And then we're going to share something with you. You think I've lost my mind, but I hadn't. I found it. Amen? The Lord gave it to me. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse number 5. Paul said they had a little trouble, you know, in the church at Corinth. Well, matter of fact, they had a lot of trouble if you read Corinthians. But Paul was dealing with this and some division in verse number 3 and strife. That shouldn't have been there. In verse 5, he said, well, who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed. You see, without that, there'll be no believers. Somebody's got to share the gospel. Even as the Lord gave to every man. Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but thank God, God gave the increase. And hallelujah, he still is. Let me tell you, he still is. I'm not saying near as much as I'd like to. And sometimes it's a little discouraging that we don't. But every now and then, hallelujah, one calls on the Lord and gets gloriously saved. That's worth it all. But he said, we just sow and water, but God gives the increase. Verse 7, he says, so then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. You see, Paul said, I'm really nothing. And Apollos, we're really nothing. We're just ministers. But without them, it don't get done. Without them, the job don't get done. Somebody's got to carry the gospel. Amen? Somebody's got to go and tell. But he said it's God that gives the increase again. Verse number 8, now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And we ought to be. We're in this thing together. Amen. Brother Joe kept saying last week in camp meeting, so true. We're on the same team. Supposed to be doing the same job. Reaching our people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. We sing the song, God help us to live the life. Amen? So he said, he that planteth, he that watereth are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Boy, ain't that encouraging. Amen. I believe there's going to be some rewards when we get to the other side. Amen. I really do. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, that for me a passage, but let's go a couple of verses a little bit further. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Ain't that true? I had that privilege Sunday. A young lady I go to the prison, the women's prison in Greenwood twice a week. Been going for years and have Bible studies. And as a matter of fact, the Lord gives me more fruit in the prison than He does anywhere else in the last few years. And I praise God for it. But a lady got saved there a few years ago in one of our Bible studies. She called Saturday and said, I'm coming to church Sunday morning. I said, come on. And she brought her a boyfriend with her. And she got right with the Lord just a little while back. They was fixing to get married. And he backed out of the marriage. Well, she was saved. And he was a lost man. And she said, hey, I had to get right with God. She said, he knew more about what I shouldn't do than I seemed to. Well, anyhow, he changed his mind about the marriage. She got right with the Lord. About 2 weeks later, he called her and said, hey, something's wrong. Amen. Something's been bothering me. You see, when they were dating, she carried him to her grandmother and mother's church. It's a Southern Baptist church. But he heard the preaching of the Word of God. And boy, he sat there at my table Sunday with just tears dripping off his face. He said, preacher, I never heard nothing like that in my life. He said, that man preached to me about that man called Jesus. He's raised in an Episcopal church. And he said, I never heard nothing like that. And boy, he called her Saturday morning again. And he said, hey, I got to talk to somebody. And she said, well, come over. Mama and I'll talk to you. And he got gloriously saved Saturday morning early. Amen. By the grace of God. And she got right with the Lord. So I don't know what the Lord might do with him. But he kept talking about the new creature. I shared that verse with him. He said, that's right, ain't it, preacher? He said, that's the way I feel. Verse 18, he said, all things, watch this, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Now watch this. And hath given to us, me and you, the ministry of reconciliation, bringing the lost to Christ. That's our ministry. It's not the angels. It's our ministry, bringing the lost to Jesus Christ. Then he said, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Now watch this. And had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. God said, I've given you a ministry, and I'm going to give you what it's going to take to get it done. I'm going to give you the word. The ministry of reconciling, you can't do it without the word of reconciliation. But thank God the word still works. Hallelujah. It still reconciles sinners to a righteous and a holy God. Then I shared the verse with you in Proverbs 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. I shared that at my church one time. I said, you know, the opposite of wise is dumb. They just looked at me real strange. I said, I don't want to be a dummy. Amen. I want to be wise. I want to win souls. Amen. Winning souls is wise. But then in Psalms chapter 126 and verse 6, one of my favorite verses, verse 5 says, they that sow in tears shall reap with joy. But verse 6 says, he that makes it personal, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. Ain't nothing wrong with the seed, hallelujah. It's good, amen. It's good. Shall doubtless, I like that word, doubtless come again with rejoicing. Doing what? Bringing his sheaves with him, amen. Sometimes we want to get that thing out of order. We want to come rejoicing, but we don't go sowing. It all starts with going and sowing and weeping, then coming, rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Amen. Got to keep things in order. Amen. But I want to share just a few little thoughts with you. Strange, I reckon, to some, on rabbit hound religion, if you don't mind. Last year, I listened to Mother Milton Taylor preach on ants. That's scriptural. Now, I don't know that you'll find the rabbit dog in the Scripture, but I believe the rabbit dog will tell us some things that will do us some good about reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can share this because I used to be a very serious rabbit hunter. Amen? Some of you men might have. Some of you ladies might have. I don't know. But I enjoyed it. I mean, I'd rather a rabbit hunt than eat. Amen? But when God gave me this message and put it on my heart, I got to thinking about that. And I don't rabbit hunt anymore. Amen? I don't hunt, fish, play golf. Man, I live a boring life. Amen. Amen. But I'm enjoying the trip. Hallelujah. On the way to glory. I said that to somebody in a store the other day. I said, "Something, how you doing?" I said, "Going to God, I'm enjoying the trip." He said, "Where are you going?" I'm glad he asked. Hallelujah. I got to tell him. I'm on my way to glory. Amen. I'm saved by the grace of God. But rabbit hound religion, that rabbit hound can teach us some things that ought to make us get serious about what God saved us and called us and sends us to do. And if you're making some notes, make them down and help yourself to them. Amen. First of all, he's born with a desire to catch rabbits. Rabbit hound born with a desire to catch rabbits. I know. I raised some of them rascals. Amen. And they born with a desire to catch rabbits. Isn't that amazing? God put that built-in desire in them to want to chase rabbits. That's why we call them rabbit hounds. Ain't that smart? Amen. Rabbit dogs. And let me tell you, that's what God did for us. I don't believe He's ever saved one sinner by His amazing grace that He didn't put a desire in their heart to want to see other people saved. When God saved me, December 28, 1975, about 8:30 or 9 o'clock on a Sunday night, and I can carry you to the spot in Augusta Highway Baptist Church, got born again. Man, I left that church that night a new creature. And part of that new creature was I thought, man, everybody ought to want what I got. Surely everybody wants to be saved and know the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just kind of took it serious and started telling people what Jesus did for me. Amen. I found out later you ain't supposed to be that bold. Amen. The Baptist taught me better. But the Holy Spirit won't leave me alone. I still want to tell people what Jesus did for me. Hey, God puts that desire in the heart of every saved person to want to see people saved by the grace of God. If that desire's not there, there's something missing, let me tell you. But that old rabbit hound's born, amen? You just wait them little puppies get up a little bit and you turn them loose. They're going to start looking, hunting, smelling for rabbits. Amen? Now, they like deer too, amen? Some of you hunters know what I'm saying. They like deer trails too. But I like them rabbit hounds. Number two, he's always excited about hunting rabbits. Amen? I'll go real slow. I want somebody to soak in real good. He's always excited about hunting rabbits. Why? Because it's built in. Man, he can't wait to get his mouth on one of them rabbits. Amen? And if he can't catch him, he'll just smell his trail all day long because he's expecting to catch him. Amen? He's excited about hunting rabbits. I wonder how excited we are about winning the lost to Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? And I'm not being mean to us, but you know what I'm saying? Man, you can have fellowship dinners and pack her out. You have visitation and wonder where they went. Amen? You talk about knocking on doors and winning people to Christ or standing on the streets and passing out tracts and being a witness for Christ, and you wonder where your people went that says they love the Lord and saying, "I surrender all," and, "Oh, how I love Jesus." Something's wrong. A rabbit hound, he just excited about chasing rabbits all the time. And I believe we as God's people ought to say, "God, keep me excited." Amen. Keep me concerned about souls around me. Help me when I see people to see an eternal soul that'll be somewhere in heaven or hell. It depends on what they do with Jesus. God help us to see. You know what He'll do? He'll break a chain or dig out of a pen just to chase rabbits. Isn't that amazing? Break a chain. I've had them do that. Amen. Just something come loose. Crawl out of a pen. Climb out of a pen. I remember I had an old female dog one time. She's probably the best one I ever had. Had an 8-foot fence that I kept them in. That old hussy every night got where she'd get out. I couldn't find no place she was digging. I said, "Surely she ain't climbing an 8-foot fence." One night I heard her just a yelling carrying on. I went out and there she was. I caught her. She's climbing that fence. But this time when she went over, her leg got caught in the fence. Her body went this way and her leg was in the fence on this side. So she's just hanging there. I said, "I got you now, honey. Amen." I pulled her down from there, gave her a good old-fashioned whooping and throwed her back in the pen. Best dog I ever had. I mean, she never did climb out anymore. But you know, when God gave me this message, you know what He put in my mind? You know what she was wanting to do? Just what God put in her heart to do. And I beat her for it. Amen? Amen? I beat her for doing what God put in her heart to do. Amen? That's what God put in our heart to do. Amen? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we'd be that excited? Well, we'd break a chain or climb over the fence or do what we had to do to go next door or across the street or across town or in the school or on the job to tell somebody what Jesus did for us. That rabbit hound, boy, they're excited about chasing rabbits. Amen? I tell you this. Now, watch this. The more he hunts, the better he gets. Amen? The more he hunts, the better he gets. The puppies don't know a whole lot. They got it built in. Amen? They know they're supposed to go sniffing, hunting something. And they know it's a rabbit, and they'll follow the old ones a lot of times. But they don't know a whole lot, but they have to learn. But the more he hunts, the better he gets. Amen. People say, "Preacher, I don't know how." I say, "Well, go. You'll learn how." Amen. I try to carry my people if necessary. We got some folks go. Brother Johnny with us, but guy goes knocking on doors with us. And some of my ladies go. And one or two fellas that used to Denton started going with us. And they got the way they like it. Amen. Because the more you go, the better you get. You'll never accomplish much for God until you start. Amen. You don't get much done until we start. Got to go. Amen. Got to go. Bearing precious seed. So he takes it serious. And the more he hunts, the better he gets. Watch this now. This will help us too. It keeps him in good shape too. You know why we're in the shape we're in? We ain't hunting rabbits. Amen. We're not chasing sinners. Everybody's taking it serious, so to speak, trying to lose weight and get exercise. Well, glory to God, hit the street. Go door to door, amen. You get plenty of exercise. It'll keep you in good shape. I believe God will keep you in good shape if you're doing what he wants you to do, amen. Oh, that old rabbit hound, boy, the more he goes, the better he gets, because he just loves an old rabbit. Notice this. He won't let fleas and ticks stop him from going. Never have had one of my rabbit dogs say, hey, master, man, I got some ticks. I don't believe I'm going to be able to make it today. Amen. These fleas is giving me trouble. I believe I better stay at home today. Amen. Amen. Let it soak in a little bit. But the Bible talks about those weights and sin that doth so easily beset us. Amen. Oh, it's excuses sometimes we can use for not serving the Lord and not being a witness. We let the devil rob us of doing what God saved us to do. And the joy of God is seeing some sinner call on Jesus to be saved. Somebody hearing something they never heard and responding, and the Holy Ghost doing a work in their hearts. Nothing more precious than leading somebody to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, that's good to hear of sinners being saved anywhere, but it's just good to be there when it is happening. Amen. Oh my, don't let those little petty things stop you. God, help us to quit making excuses. Hey, he may have sore feet, but he's always ready to go. Never had one say, hey, my feet's sore. I don't think I'm going to make it today either. Amen? No, sir. You back up with the old pickup truck close to the pen, and they start jumping, ready to go. Sore feet, ticks, fleas, and all. You know why? Because God put in their heart to chase rabbits. They want a rabbit more than they want anything. Would to God, if we want to see sinners saved more than anything, I believe we can see some folks saved by the grace of God. We can. We can. God's not out of business. The Holy Ghost is still the Holy Spirit. Conviction's still real. That's that boy that I shared with you Sunday morning. He said, something was going on right here in my heart. I had to have some relief, he said. I said, amen, son. I've been there. And only the Lord can give me that relief. Amen. Notice this. He'd rather hunt than eat or sleep. Hello? He'd rather hunt than eat or sleep. Amen. Amen. Hey, I tell you what you could do. You could back up to the pen in the morning. You could carry a bucket of feed. When you open the gate to pour the feed in, if the truck's sitting there, you know what? He'll bypass the feed to get in the truck. You know why? He's more interested in that rabbit than he is that food. Amen. I know, I've been there. I watched them do it. I said, boy, isn't that amazing? God brought these thoughts back to me to help me to remember. He'd rather hunt than eat or sleep. Amen. What about us? We rather try to reach people with the gospel and witness and sow seed than to eat or sleep. Amen. Why is it so quiet? It sounds like my church sometimes. Amen. Quiet. Oh, my. But a rabbit hound, he'd rather run rabbits than eat or sleep. Amen. Watch this. He knows where they are. Amen. And they're not in the pen. The rabbits ain't in the pen. The rabbits is in the briar patches. The hard places to reach. You may get tore up going in there, but he don't care. He wants that rabbit so bad, he don't care if he's bleeding from one end to the other when he comes out the other end. As long as he's on the trail of that little rabbit. Amen. Boy, what a desire. He knows where they are. Amen. They're in the places that he'd probably really prefer not to go. But he knows he got to go because that's where they are. We know where they are. Amen. We know where they are. We know what they need. We've got the message. We've got what will change their life. And too many times we're more interested in our comforts than we are obedience to the Lord. Without that rabbit hound, boy, he'll go. The briar patches don't stop him. Amen. Hey, he'll go in hot or cold, rain or shine. I never did go out on a cold morning and one of them say, hey, it's too cold to go today. Hey, I'm going to stay in my house. No, sir, buddy. He was ready to go. Amen. Ready to go to do what God put into him. Notice another thing. He won't quit until he catches him or runs him in a hole or you kill him. He'll run all day long until something happens to that rabbit. Never gives up. Just runs and runs and runs and runs and runs. Boy, I'm glad some folks didn't give up on me. For 23 and a half years, my mom loved me, prayed for me, and pleaded with me to come to know Jesus Christ. And thank God for the day when I did. Oh, my. Who's loving those around us? Who's going to love them? Amen. Who's going to get serious? He won't quit till he catches him. And then you know what he'll do? He'll hunt. He'll hunt by himself or with other dogs. It don't matter to him. Amen. Never did have one say, well, I ain't going unless they go. Amen. Well, if you don't let mama go, I ain't going. Or if you don't let my brother go, I ain't going. He'd go by himself. It didn't matter to him. Amen. It's good to have somebody to go with, but glory to God. God didn't say we had to. He told us to go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Amen. Oh, my. He'll hunt along with others. Then you know what happens when you catch or kill the rabbit? He rejoices with the whole pack. You rabbit hunters know what I'm saying? You kill that rabbit, you better get that rabbit. If them dogs get him, you don't have much left. Amen. But you catch that rabbit and you hold him up here like this and show them what they just got through doing. And boy, they'll just go crazy. Man, they'll jump just as high as they... You know what I'm saying? They'll stand there and jump and yip and yap and you just say, whoo, boy, look what you got. Here he is. Amen. You got him. You know why? That encourages them. You know what'll happen when you put him back in your backpack? They'll start hunting and nudding. Just can't get enough. One ain't enough. Two ain't enough. Three ain't enough. A pack, hey, it ain't enough because it's just built into him. He's going to chase a rabbit till he dies. Amen. Because he loves rabbits. It's built in. God help us get serious. He rejoices with the whole pack. We ought to do that too. When a sinner gets saved anywhere, we ought to rejoice. Rejoice. Then watch this one. He may fight with other dogs in the pen, but he won't fight with them in the field. Amen? They'll fight in the pen. I done had them do it. They'll fight in the truck. But you turn them in the field, they don't fight. You know why? Because that's where the rabbits are at. That's where their business is. Amen? They get concerned about what God made them to do instead of each other and bickering and complaining. When they're in the pen, they can bicker and complain, can't they? Amen? Can't we? Amen? You know it cut out a lot of bickering, complaining, grumbling, carrying on? Get you a partner and go to the field. And see the need and see the broken hearts and the broken homes and the precious little kids that have no hope. It'll do us good. Does not the Bible say, mine eye affecteth my heart? In that verse, mine eye affecteth my heart. Sometimes we say we need to go to the altar and get a burden. You don't go to the altar and get a burden. You go to the fields to get a burden. I know I had to learn that, but God taught me that. You go to the fields to get a burden. I go to that prison there in Greenwood twice a week, every week that I possibly can. And I've had those offers to say, preacher, you're a fool to come out here. And I said, ma'am, you just don't know what you're saying. God's let me lead some of those women to Jesus Christ in that place. I still hear from them. They still come see me. They call me on the telephone and tell me how they're doing. Saved by the grace of God. Amen. Some people said, I wouldn't go in there. I said, well, you stay at home, I'll go, glory to God. Amen. God's good to us in that place. Hey, we know where they are. He'll fight in the pen, but not in the field. I close with this one. He'll never quit hunting until he's too old and feeble to run. I know I kept some of them. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season, amen. You keep at it, stay with it, keep sowing, If we sow enough seeds, some of it's going to come up. Some of it's going to fall into some good ground. Jesus told us it would. It's going to bring forth fruit. One of my favorite people, my precious brothers, is Melvin Minniter down in Bath. Some of y'all know Melvin. Some of you know Brother Melvin Minniter. I love that man. He's 80-something years old. Soul winner. I've been with him. Spent weeks with him on to migrant camps years ago when he used to go way down in Florida. But now he's had two strokes in the last few years. He's got sugar real bad. He has to use a walker. But I went by to see him here a while back, Brother John, you remember? And he says, "Preacher, I'm still going. I can't quit. There's more souls to win." Amen? More souls. He said, "If I can get somebody to help me get in the car." He said, "We're going. We're going." Amen? 80-something years old. You say, "Man, he needs to quit." He said, "We can't quit, preacher. There's more souls to win." Amen? Hey, he won't quit. That old dog won't quit till he gets too old where he can't even get up, so to speak, and go. I share this and I'll be through. God brought this back to my mind years ago. I was a little bitty fella, probably 7 or 8 or 9 years old, I remember. Me and my dad went to see some fella in the country. We lived out in the country on a farm. And we went to see one of the neighbors. Of course, a neighbor 4 or 5 miles away then, you remember? And an elderly fella. And we parked in the backyard. The porch went across the whole back of the house like they used to and like I still like. Amen. And they were sitting on the porch. Dad and the other fellas on one end, and I was out in the yard playing. I remember, and on the other end of the porch was an old hound dog, old beagle hound. And old, and got gray, you know, and looked like death. And I saw him down there, and I slipped my way over to him and spoke to him, and he patted his tail, wagged his tail, so I figured, well, you'd be all right, you know. And I went over and petted on him and talked to him a little bit. And I noticed every now and then, that old dog would lift his ears up like he's listening to something. And I got to notice him. And then he'd let his ears down. He had his head laying kind of on his paws. You know how an old dog just lay there. And I watched him a little while more. And then I noticed his eyes started watering. It looked like water. Like an old dog, you've seen water running out of his eye. And I didn't think too much about it. And by that time, Dad got ready to leave and got up. And the old man come to the end of the porch where I was petting his old dog. And I said, "That's an old dog, isn't it, sir?" Whatever his name was, he said, "Sure he is, son." And I said, "Does he still hunt?" He said, "Oh, no, son, he ain't able to hardly get off the porch." And I looked at him. I said, "He looks like he's crying." And I was a little fella. I said, "He looks like he's crying, is he?" He said, "Well, he might be." I said, "Well, what's he crying for?" And he said, "Listen, son." He says, "Listen back down yonder across the field, down in the lower part of the old cotton field." I hadn't paid any attention. He says, "Listen." He said, "Every now and then you'll hear some young dogs running a rabbit. And when the wind would blow the certain way, that old hound would hear their voices and he'd lift his ears up and them tears would run out of his eye." And I thought, isn't that something? He wanted to go with them so bad. He could still see it and feel it. But all he could do was lay on the porch. And when God gave him this message, he brought it back. You reckon maybe that old hound say, "I can't go, but I can still pray. I can't go with you, boys, but I'll stay on the porch and pray for you." Hey, sometimes folk get to where they can't go, but they can still pray. Because some can still go. And I pray, "God, let me go till I can't go. And when I can't go, let me pray for them that will go." Amen. Rabbit hound. Did you get anything out of that? Thank you, brother, wherever you are. Brother.
I'll stand. I tell you, I thank God to send us another message that we need. I'll ask our pianist to come just for a minute. You know what Jesus said? He said, "Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." I had a poem several years ago. I wish I had it with me. Talked about how many fishermen there are out there who read about fishing and they think about fishing and they go to fishing conferences and fishing seminaries, seminars and things like that, but never get out and actually do any fishing.
You know, we can do a lot of this.